Oh my gosh, he lived like a pig. Couldn't handle it. Had to dump him.
Wow. You said that with such conviction.
I felt it, Kelly.
We felt it.
So a bunch of single people were polled, and the highly specific turnoff for why they dumped someone. And
some top 10 deal breakers.
Yeah, some of them were kind of funny. And by the way, if you'd like to chime in, what crazy reason you've had for breaking up with someone, text us or call us 502-571-9970.
I will censor Aubrey's answer. It's we'll just call it chemistry. Chemistry wasn't there.
You couldn't get her to the finish line.
Yes.
See? That's all you had to say.
Thank you. All right. Okay.
I remember we had an intern a while back who she had a big thing about fingernails, and she had told us that she had broken up with a guy that she had been seeing for a little bit, not for like long term or whatever, but because he had disgusting fingernails all the time, and that's one of the ones that are on the list.
Really? Yeah. Oh, dirty fingernails, checking in at number 6.
Amy rolls in. His nostril hairs practically had their own zip code.
Oh, wow. But wait, now, I mean, these are things that can be tweaked. Can't we just get him a little trimmer and just be like, hey, babe, you need to let's take care of that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're not very far into the relationship, that may be something that you're not comfortable with. Gifting him a nostril hair trimmer.
Okay.
Because as a guy, that would be like, okay. Now, as a
guy. You should be thanking her, though. Because if she's noticing it, maybe other people are like, whoa.
Now, listen. As a guy who is now experiencing hair coming out of my ears and longer eyebrow hair than I've ever experienced in my life, I am thankful that I have
someone to point that out.
I have someone to point that out, and not only point it out, but to offer to
take care of it for you.
Absolutely.
I got this, babe.
So what could be a turnoff initially could turn into something, a bonding experience, maybe.
Exactly. See, it's all in perspective.
Being a loud talker.
Oh, okay. That is interesting.
Kelly, where do you want to go to dinner tonight?
I'm thinking about some Chinese.
I'm
right next to you. Take it down a couple decibels.
Oh, man. So my dad's a dentist, right? And this was always a thing that I specifically looked for was oral hygiene and teeth. Oh,
yes. So, that's a big deal. That can change in a person's look completely.
Yeah, bad teeth kind of being a specific reason that on the list of why you dump someone, right?
Well, and bad teeth can lead to, you know, like bad halitosis.
Now,
bad breath.
I never experienced this with someone that I was dating, but I can completely agree with this being a reason that you maybe break up with someone. Being rude to waiters.
Oh, yes. That kind of says something about their character, too, and the type of person they are.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right. And so the top two reasons, highly specific turnoffs that you dump someone over. Pretending to be more knowledgeable about something than they really are.
Really? That's like number two on the list?
Yeah. Well, but do you know
if he's like a know-it-all all the time?
Yeah, but do you know the type that you're like, you know, you could talk about any subject.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then they chime in with their thought as opposed to saying, yeah, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Now, see, the exact opposite. My husband hates it when I ask him a question and he gives me this look like, why do you think I know everything?
No.
And I'm just like, you should take it as a compliment, babe. I think you're so smart that you probably know.
Yes, yes.
That's why I'm asking you.
And then, I don't know, this is a bad reason, but it's number one, body odor.
Ooh, That is tough. And that's a difficult one to point out.
Have you ever broken up with someone over body odor?
No, thank goodness I haven't had to, but I get it. Like, there are some people that can fill up a room, and I'm constantly on my children. Like, there's three things I ask them every single day, and I'll probably do it through their 30s. Did you brush your teeth, brush your hair, and put on deodorant? Don't be the stinky kid. Help me help you.